Hey, let's get rid of another set of these tickets. Special thanks to our flagship station, KTAR, and their sister station, Sports 98.7. We are given a number of tickets every year to give away to our listening audience. This one is for Saturday, March 11th, next Saturday, 6 o'clock game, as the Coyotes take on the New Jersey Devils. We're going to give this one to our newsletter subscriber. If you received our newsletter on Thursday and saw the article on six things you need to know about purchasing windows, name one of the six. Make it real easy. I'm not even going to make you name all six. One of the six things. Text that answer to 411-923. And the first one with a correct answer that can go next Saturday night.
Absolutely.
We'll send the tickets to.
Very good. Let's see if we can take Jeff, our last caller of the hour here at Rosie on the House. Good morning, Jeff. What's your project this weekend?
Well, Rosie, I'm not tackling exactly this weekend. I need some more information from you first.
Okay.
I have, and you're the perfect man to answer this question because I know you have property up in the White Mountains. This is kind of a question along those lines. I have a little cabin in Overgard, and I have a big, ugly water heater. And the way I winterize my cabin every year is I take an air compressor and plug it in, and I blow out all the lines throughout all the house, and then I let the place freeze.
Okay.
But it's been kind of a drag draining that water heater every time I do this every year. And I was thinking about switching to a tankless water heater.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure if I could do that to a tankless water heater, blow out the lines and empty it of water and then let it freeze.
Well, you can. Do you have propane on the property, or are you going to do this in an electric unit?
No, sir. It's all electric. All electric. And I have it's one of those gray boxes next to the water heater where it's I'm pretty sure it's 220 because the city can control the electricity because I have one of those high efficiency like ceramic brick filled high efficiency heaters.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So I think it was wired. It's all wired for that. So I think you can drain. Is there a drain spout on a tankless water heater that you could drain the water?
Yeah, yeah, you can set it up any way you want. But where's your water supply coming from, Jeff? Is it a private well or is it city?
It's Arizona Water Company. It's a private company.
Okay. Well, here's what most people miss when they're thinking about going to a tankless water heater is virtually every tankless water heater manufacturer wants you to put a water softener ahead of the water heater.
I
imagine the cabin probably doesn't have a water softener.
No, sir.
Okay. Here's what a flash heater or a tankless heater does. It creates an extreme amount of heat, heating the water up extremely fast, and that actually makes the scale buildup worse. So when tankless water heaters first came on the market, and you had, God rest his soul, Paul Harvey selling millions of them and getting installed all through Arizona, we were having to replace the elements like in less than a year. The elements were shot, and they were so completely scaled up. So then we found out, well, we better remove the scale. We better get rid of the calcium. We better get rid of all of that stuff that's building up before we pass it through. And many of the manufacturers ever actually came around and changed their owner's manual and changed their warranty requirements. And a lot of people don't realize that when they're thinking about what will it cost me to go to a tankless water heater, they forget the fact you're probably going to need a water softener too, which more than doubles the price of the conversion from a tank to a tankless. So what you're doing, Jeff, is absolutely the perfect plan. You drain the water heater every fall. You blow it out with an air compressor to get it completely dry, as well as all of the other lines. What you're doing there is good for the water heater. It's probably going to help it last quite a bit longer. Unless there's other compelling reasons to go to tankless, I'm not so sure I wouldn't recommend you just keep doing what you've been doing. I appreciate the call, Overgard. Boy, it's a beautiful little community.
It is, and I know it's aggravating because you get there and you don't want to mess with it. You want to enjoy your time there. But you're looking at $5,000 to $8,000 pretty easily, I think, by the time you go to the tankless water heater and the softener. And I know you've got that line, but you're still going to have to run a bigger wire from the meter to the water heater.
Depending
on
what's there, that's for
sure. You've got three trades minimum involved there. Ching.
All right, y'all stay tuned. We've got another hour of Roselle in the House coming up. We've got the Pella Pro, Mr. Adam Homer, coming in to talk about the science of windows. In our newsletter, if you received it this week, we talk about six things you need to know about windows. And the material of the frame is very key. The glazing package is very key. There's so many different things we can do to glass now. Is it worth the money to go triple pane? We'll answer that in the next hour with our experts from Pella.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.